We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
And across central and southeast Illinois through the late morning hours, temperatures today across the area at 11 range from 64 degrees at Danville to 72 at Olney. High pressure will continue to dominate the weather across the Midwest for the next several days, providing tranquil conditions through the end of the week. Clear skies and light winds beneath the high pressure ridge will once again allow low temperatures to dip into the 30s overnight, resulting in patchy frost. After that, a slow warming trend will get underway, with temperatures climbing back into the upper 70s and low 80s by tomorrow. High temperatures today will range from the mid-60s across northwest Wisconsin to the upper 70s across southwest Missouri. Overnight low temperatures will range from near 40 degrees across northern Iowa to the low 50s across west central Missouri. Forecast for the rest of today around Champaign-Urbana, we're expecting sunny skies with a high of 73 degrees. Clear conditions tonight, the low 42. Sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 75. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low 48 degrees. Sunny skies Wednesday with a high of 78. And for Wednesday night through Sunday, expect mostly clear skies, the low 55 and the high 78 degrees. This hour in Bloomington, we have 69 degrees. 68 in Danville, 70 in Mattoon, 70 in Paris, 72 in Pontiac and Rantoul. At Willard Airport, 71 degrees, it's 72 on Friends Plaza, 39% relative humidity, the barometer at 30.21 inches. It's 12:39. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Celeste Quinn. Chronic kidney disease affects more than 900,000 people in Illinois, according to the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois. Tomorrow, free kidney screenings will be available for anyone over the age of 18 at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Nancy LePain with the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois will be on hand to help out with screenings. She spoke to Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers.
I think that the unfortunate thing about kidney disease is that people don't talk about it. It's not a dirty word, but people don't talk about it. And if you ask anybody what their cholesterol is, they're going to tell you, oh, my cholesterol is 210 and I take medicine for it, or my cholesterol is great, my number's great. But if you ask people what their GFR is, which is an indicator of their kidney function, they look at you like you have three heads. They have absolutely no idea what that's about. So I think that there is a tremendous amount of education that needs to be done among the public and also among primary care physicians so that they have a better understanding of kidney disease.
According to the National Kidney Foundation, your organization, more than 20 million Americans have chronic kidney disease and don't even know it. What are the symptoms of this disease?
Well, that's one of the issues with chronic kidney disease. Unfortunately, there are no symptoms to speak of until the disease is quite far advanced. Kidney disease is categorized in five different stages. Stage one being the least serious, and stage five requiring renal replacement therapy. Oftentimes, people don't have serious symptoms until they're in stage four or even stage five of kidney disease. So unless you're a person that sees a physician on a regular basis, you could have chronic kidney disease for several years and have no idea that you have it.
Are there ways for individuals to do checks at home, tests at home, to see if they do have it? Or do they have to go and see a physician each time they get inspected?
Well, they really need to go and see a doctor. Tests for kidney disease are relatively simple. You know, the tests consist of relatively simple blood work and then a very minor calculation to determine the glomerular filtration rate, which is something, a number that tells us how well the kidney's filters are working. These are very simple tests that any doctor's office can perform, and people who are at risk for chronic kidney disease should have these tests done at least annually. And people that are at risk for this disease are people who have diabetes and people who have uncontrolled or poorly controlled high blood pressure. And diabetes and high blood pressure are the two leading causes of kidney disease.
What don't we know about this disease?
Well, I think we know a lot about it. You know, there is no magic bullet for treatment. We know that there are certain blood pressure medicines that we can give to people that have chronic kidney disease that help to protect the kidney. And that's particularly effective in the African-American population. But there really, we don't know today exactly how to prevent the disease, other than to make sure that people who have diabetes and have high blood pressure are cared for properly, and they do, the patients do, what they're told to do.
You're instrumental in helping run the Kidney Mobile. It's been around since 2005, is that correct?
That's correct.
And it offers free education and screening services to communities across Illinois. It's going to be in Urbana on Tuesday.
Yep.
How has this vehicle made a difference in communities across the state?
Well, since we started seeing people with the Kidney Mobile, we have seen more than 26,000 people living in Illinois. And of the 26,000 people that we've seen, approximately 70% of them have at least one abnormal result. I think the most important part of what we do is our follow-up program, and that we, every patient or every person that we see that has abnormal results, that we refer either to their physician or we find a place for them to get care. We follow up with those people to see if indeed they did see a healthcare provider. There are many people that we follow up with 2, 3, 4, 5 times to make sure that they're in the healthcare system. So we feel good about what we've done in the 6 years that the Kidney Mobile has been on the road.
And how often do they actually go see a healthcare provider?
Well, that's a very good question. And interestingly enough, about 60% of the people that we see follow up as we've asked them to do. I'd like for it to be higher, but I think it's a good number.
When they visit you, I mean, what's that whole process like? What can people in Urbana expect when they visit the Kidney Mobile on Tuesday?
Well, the screening consists of filling out a very short and simple health history questionnaire. It asks things like, you know, have you ever been told that you have diabetes or high blood pressure? Do people in your family have high blood pressure or diabetes? Anyone in your family have kidney disease? Those kinds of questions. And that then they can begin the screening once the questionnaire is filled out. And the screening consists of urinalysis, looking for microscopic protein in blood, which can be the first early warning signs of kidney disease. We do blood sugar. We can do a hemoglobin A1C on diabetics, and that's a test that tells us what their blood sugar has been over a 90-day period. They get their blood pressure checked. They get body mass index and waist circumference. And people that have risk factors for kidney disease, and that would be diabetics and hypertensives, who have microscopic protein or blood in their urine, also will get a blood draw. And they get the results of that blood draw that day. So we know right then and there whether or not they have issues that require medical follow-up.
And there are many people waiting for a transplant. How does someone get on a kidney transplant list?
Well, it's a very simple process. Once You know, you and your physician decide that transplantation is a good option for you as a treatment for kidney disease. You decide where you want to have your transplant. And in Illinois, there are many choices. In the city of Chicago, there are many places one can go to have a transplant. And then Springfield, Memorial Medical Center in Springfield, also does transplants. People start working with a transplant facility, and they see transplant coordinators, which are most always nurses, and have an appointment with a transplant nephrologist and get some special blood work done. And that blood work is done on a monthly basis. Every month that they're on the list, they have blood work done. And then it's a matter, if you're waiting for a deceased donor, it's a matter of it's a waiting game to see when your name is going to pop up as number one. And unfortunately, that list is very long in Illinois, and the wait is 5 to 7 years. If you have a relative or even a friend that's a match for you, you can schedule a transplant really at your convenience. And, now we're doing things like donor swaps where, there may be two family members, a family member that's willing to donate a kidney to a sister or a brother, but they're not a good match. But they are a great match for someone else that's waiting for a kidney. And that person's family member may be a great match for your family member. And so they do something called a donor swap where, your family's kidney is given to someone else and their family's kidney is given to your relative. It sounds complicated. It really isn't. But there's more and more of that being done here in Illinois.
Nancy LaPaine is a nurse practitioner with the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois. She spoke with Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers. The free kidney screenings will be available from 10 till 2 tomorrow at the Forum at Carle Hospital at 611 West Park Street in Urbana. No appointments are necessary.
You're invited to an evening with NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne, Thursday, October 13th from 5:30 until 7 at Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication. Gagne's remarks will cover the upcoming election season, and questions from the audience are welcome. Tickets to the event are $15 per person and include light refreshments. To make a reservation, phone 1-800-528-7980.